On a cold and rainy Thursday afternoon, close to 10 volunteers wait around at the Reliance float dock. Joan Sargent is here. She helps lead BRAVE, which stands for Building Respect and Valuing Everyone. The nonprofit gives resources out to people who are in need. Sargent says that today's donated wearables and household items are a collaborative effort with Petersburg's Project Connect. Project Connect provides resources for people who experience housing insecurity.
There's no requirement to pay. Okay. You know, 46 boxes are coming in.
Today. Okay.
And they're fish boxes. And so we're protected as far as everything getting wet.
We're standing near a large crane, which will be used to help lift the boxes from the lower seaplane float dock to the upper dock.
See that crane right there?
They're going to drop that bucket over.
Oh, wow.
And then the guys will put it in the bucket, and it'll come up over, and we'll load it on the trailer and in the back of the truck, and I'll back that out. And then the next truck will come in.
Sargent says that what doesn't go out to people during the BRAVE annual recycle event will be used for future events this year.
We're able to generate a little bit of money for nonprofits and then, help the community.
After about a half hour of waiting, we see the Coast Guard Cutter Pike approaching from a distance. It takes about 20 minutes for the Coast Guard to secure the cutter to the dock. After the Coast Guard secures the vessel, the 12-person crew begins to unload the goods. They work in what resembles a factory line to bring the boxes to the metal bucket attached to the dock's crane lift. Chief Officer Kevin Chapman says this is the fourth annual delivery for BRAVE that the Coast Guard has done so far. Last year, the Pike brought over 66 boxes.
The Anacapa did before us. The Pike, this is our second year because we just came to Southeast Alaska last 2022.
He says last night the crew packed out the boxes and then loaded them onto the cutter this morning. They sailed through the Wrangell Narrows and arrived in Wrangell a few hours after departure.
We really enjoy doing this community outreach for the local communities out here. And look forward to doing this in the future.
Master Chief Kay Jones, the cutter's officer in charge, says the 87-foot class patrol boat is named after a predator.
There's only two of these like this cutter in Alaska. The other one's stationed in Juneau, and it's called the Reef Shark.
Jones is retiring next year. She served in the Coast Guard for 24 years. She says the Coast Guard Cutter Pike unit probably does at least a dozen community engagements per quarter. After the Coast Guard fits boxes in the rectangle-shaped bucket, the crane lifts everything to the upper dock. This happens a few times. Joan Sargent from BRAVE says she wants to see BRAVE events keep on going for the Wrangell Strong movement to continue. The Wrangell Strong movement began in November after a deadly landslide happened in Wrangell. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.